"Captain Ahab," said Tashtego, "that white whale must be the same that some call Moby Dick."
"Moby Dick!" shouted Ahab. "Do you know the white whale, then, Tash?"
"Does he fantail a little curious, sir, before he goes down?" said the gay-header deliberately.
"And has he a curious spout, too?" said Dagoo. "Very bushy, even for a Parmaceti, and mighty quick, Captain Ahab. And he have 1, 2, 3, oh, good many iron in him hide, too, Captain," cried Queequeg disjointedly. "All twiskety betwisk, like him,
faltering hard for a word and screwing his hand round and round as though uncorking a bottle,
"like him, corkscrew," cried Ahab. "Aye, Queequeg, the harpoons lie all twisted and wrenched in him. Aye, Dagoo, his spout is a big one, like a whole shock of wheat, and white as a pile of our Nantucket wool after the great annual sheep-shearing. Aye, Tashtego, and he fantails like a split jib in a squall. Death and devils! Men, it is Moby Dick ye have seen. Moby Dick! Moby Dick!"
"Captain Ahab," said Starbuck, who, with Stubb and Flask, had thus far been eyeing his superior with increasing surprise, but at last seemed struck with a thought which somewhat explained all the wonder. "Captain Ahab, I have heard of Moby Dick, but it was not Moby Dick that took off thy leg."
"Who told thee that?"
cried Ahab. Then pausing,
"Aye, Starbuck. Aye, my hearties all round, it was Moby Dick that dismasted me. Moby Dick that brought me to this dead stump I stand on now. Aye, he shouted with a terrific, loud animal sob like that of a heart-stricken moose. Aye, it was that accursed white whale that razed me, made a poor pegging lubber of me forever and a day." Then, tossing both arms with measureless imprecations, he shouted out, Aye, and I'll chase him round Good Hope and round the Horn and round the Norway Maelstrom and round Perdition's Flames before I give him up. And this is what ye have shipped for, men, to chase that white whale on both sides of land and over all sides of earth till he spouts black blood and rolls fin out. What say ye, men? Will ye splice hands on it now? I think ye do look brave.
Aye, shouted the harpooneers and seamen, running closer to the excited old man. A sharp eye for the white whale, a sharp lance for Moby Dick.
God bless ye, he seemed to half sob and half shout. God bless ye, men. Steward, go draw the great measure of grog. But what's this long face about, Mr. Starbuck? Wilt thou not chase the white whale? Art not game for Moby Dick?
I am game for his crooked jaw, and for the jaws of death, too, Captain Ahab, if it fairly comes in the way of the business we follow. But I came here to hunt whales, not my commander's vengeance. How many barrels will thy vengeance yield thee, even if thou gettest it, Captain Ahab? It will not fetch thee much in our Nantucket market.
Nantucket market, hoot!
But come closer, Starbuck. Thou requirest a little lower layer.
If money's to be the measurer, man, and the accountants have computed their great counting-house, the Globe, by girdling it with guineas, 1 to every 3 parts of an inch, then let me tell thee that my vengeance will fetch a great premium here.
He smites his chest, whispered Stubb. What's that for? Methinks it rings most vast but hollow.
Vengeance on a dumb brute, cried Starbuck. That simply smote thee from blindest instinct. Madness, to be enraged with a dumb thing, Captain Ahab, seems blasphemous.
Hark ye yet again, the little lower layer. All visible objects, man, are but as pasteboard masks. But in each event, in the living act, the undoubted deed, there some unknown but still reasoning thing puts forth the mouldings of its features from behind the unreasoning mask. If a man will strike, strike through the mask. How can the prisoner reach outside except by thrusting through the wall? To me, the white whale is that wall, shoved near to me. Sometimes I think there's naught beyond, but 'tis enough. He tasks me. He heaps me. I see in him outrageous strength with an inscrutable malice, sinewing it. That inscrutable thing is chiefly what I hate, and be the white whale agent or be the white whale principal, I will wreak that hate upon him. Talk not to me of blasphemy, man. I'd strike the sun if it insulted me. For could the sun do that, then I could do the other. Since there is ever a sort of fair play herein, jealousy presiding over all creations. But not my master man is even that fair play. Who's over me? Truth hath no confines. Take off thine eye. More intolerable than fiend's glarings is a doltish stare. So thou reddenest and palest. My heat has melted thee to anger glow. But look you, Starbuck, what is said in heat, that thing unsays itself. There are men from whom warm words are small indignity. I meant not to incense thee. Let it go. Look, see yonder Turkish cheeks of spotted tawn, living, breathing pictures painted by the sun. The pagan leopards, the unrecking and unworshipping things that live and seek and give no reasons for the torrid life they feel. The crew, man, the crew! Are they not one and all with Ahab in this matter of the whale? See Stubb, he laughs. See yonder Chilean, he snorts to think of it. Stand up amid the general hurricane, thy one tossed sapling cannot, Starbuck. And what is it? Reckon it. 'Tis but to help strike a fin. No wondrous feat for Starbuck. What is it more from this one poor hunt than the best lance out of all Nantucket? Surely he will not hang back when every foremast hand has clutched a whetstone. Ah, constraining seize thee, I see. The billow lifts thee. Speak, but speak, aye, thy silence, then that voices thee. Aside, something shot from my dilated nostrils. He has inhaled it in his lungs. Starbuck now is mine, cannot oppose me now without rebellion.